in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You pray for us this morning just a little bit. Maybe we can say something to help you. But I want to say this morning, if you come this way looking for the Lord and you haven't been helped, amen, there's something broke in you. Amen. Amen. There's something broke in you if you ain't got help this morning. Praise God. When people come weeping their way to Jesus, and that don't stir your heart. Amen. You need to check up. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, let me just give you this for just a minute. Lord, lay this on our heart. There always a thinking on which direction to go. And he said, just to give you this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I want to look just a minute at what the Lord brought this into our mind. He says that we need to be careful in our Christian walk. We need to be careful in what we do. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. I wonder today if we examined ourselves, if we begin to look at self and see what self was doing for the Lord. I wonder how prevalent self would be in our lives. I tell you, I believe we need to take heed of what the God's got for us, lest we fall. We need to take heed of our life. We need to realize where we stand and where we stand with God. We need to realize this morning that there's a right way and a wrong way. Amen. We're living in a world when they say everything's obscure. There's no real wrong and there's no real right. But I want to say on the authority of God this morning that there is a right way and there's a wrong way. There's God's way and there's the devil's way. Amen. I want to say today that if we're traveling down that road of God, if we're walking on that narrow path that leads to righteousness, praise God, we're on the right path. We've got the right foundation, but without the right foundation, we're going astray and we're missing that road. We're going the wrong direction, and we need help from the Lord to guide us back and get us where we need to be. The Bible said we need to take heed lest we fall. If we think we've arrived, youngins, if you think you can stand against the wiles of the devil, you're mistaken. We're no match for the devil. We're no match for the demons of hell. We no match. But I want to say irrequivocally that we've got a God who's able. We've got a living Savior who's more than a match for the devil. I want to say that we've got one that's sitting at the right hand of the Father that's overcome the old devil. He's overcome every obstacle. He's overcome every situation. He's overcome everything that the old devil threw at us. Praise God. He was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He was that perfect man. And he said, hey, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He wouldn't tell you to do something that he wouldn't equip you to do. But God said, if you'll just trust in me, and if you'll follow me, I'll give you a road map that'll lead to righteousness. For my name's sake, at one of these days, Brother Bradley, I'll lift you up. For my glory, yeah. Not that man would be glorified, yeah. But that God would get the glory, yeah. And have preeminence in the world we live. If we just lift our eyes to God, put our feet on the foundation that God intended to be on, and just choose Him today in our life. Amen. Amen. There's a right way and a wrong way. Amen. We rise up and we say, well, preacher, there's so many temptations today. Temptation tests, it just tempts us sore. Preacher, how do we stand against that? First, you got to have a foundation. Amen. Without the foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, you will fall. And you'll fall and fall and you'll keep falling into the pits of this and the drudgery of this world. Amen. There's no way around it. That's just the way it is. You'll be caught up in sin. You'll be destroyed. Your life will be a shamble. Oh, the devil may paint you a picture. He may paint it really pretty. Amen. He put it up on their wall for you to see. And you look out there, and you know how the grass is always greener on the other side. Yeah. Amen. He's always painting that picture a little prettier on the other side. When you get over there, praise God, you realize that that picture ain't as pretty. It's just a mirage. Amen. Hey, it's nothing real. It's just your imagination that the devils are running with. When it'd be better just to stay with God, stay with the stuff, and walk with the Lord, and allow Him to nurture us and lift us up and feed us from His bountiful supply that He has for us today.
Amen.
God's got all we need. Amen. We don't have to hunt nowhere. We don't have to look nowhere. Amen. All we got to do is look to the Lord. Amen. For everything. For everything that we need. Everything that we have belongs to Him. Amen. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And He owns the hills too. Amen. He owns it all. Even us. We're His. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. If we could ever come to terms with that. And realize that just what we have, it's just borrowed. It's just borrowed from God. He's let us borrow it. Amen. But praise God, if we realize that God Almighty is on our side, and we realize that if we take a heed within ourselves, that we don't fall for the things of the devil, that we don't fall for the tricks that he has. The devil's a deceiver. Amen. He's destroying homes. He's destroying lives. He's destroying these United States of America. Amen. He's done infiltrated us. Amen. He's come in. He said this country was founded upon a republic that put their faith and trust in a holy God. And they're trying to take that away from us. They said, well, it's not a republic. It's a democracy. A democracy is where it says that Brother Bill lives over there on the hill. Praise God. If his neighbors don't like it, then Bill's got to go. But a republic says that we've got certain inalienable rights. Amen. To have wealth and prosperity and live the American dream. But I want to say, if we forget God in that part of the dream, praise God, we've missed it altogether. And America will fall. Families will fall. They're falling through the cracks as we speak. Amen. Families are being destroyed. They're being torn down. Churches are being dissolved. Boy, and it breaks my heart. Amen, because God got something better for us. God has a better plan, a greater plan for me and you. And He said, hey, listen, when those temptations and those things that come that will pull you away from God, He said, we must remember what we need to do. He said, we got to remember that God is faithful. Amen? Amen, God is faithful. In a day and an hour when nobody's faithful no more. Nobody's faithful to anything. Amen. You know why? Because we're not faithful to God. If you can't be faithful to God, you can't be faithful to your spouse. If you can't be faithful to God, you'll surely not be faithful to God's house. If you can't be faithful to God's house and your spouse, you'll not be faithful to your job. Amen. Faithfulness comes from God. Amen. It's an inherent thing that we get from on high. It's not of ourselves. If it was, we would boast. But praise God, it comes from the throne of grace. And it's administered down to you from Godward. Amen. He gives us that we need. He said, there is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. Amen. Hey, we sometimes think that you know, all these things come upon us and we're the only ones that's going through this. Amen. I don't know why we're going this way. But sometimes, listen, this is just the way God's leading. But sometimes we think, oh, you know, we're up against the adversary. We're up against a fence. And praise God, we don't know why we're ended up going this way. But God, in His grace and His mercy, He knows exactly where you're at. And He said there's no temptation that God don't know about. Amen. The devil's the same yesterday. Amen. He's always the same. He hasn't changed His ways. He's a deceiver and a liar, and He always will be. We don't listen to the devil. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, He no longer has any authority over you. Amen. The only authority the devil has over me and you, the only authority demons have over me and you, is what authority we allow them to have.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only authority that they have. But if we set our mind on God, He said, let me show you that. You're looking at me as sheep looking through that new gate. Look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Let's start verse 7. Now he says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, he says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He said you're supposed to be constantly casting your care upon God. Amen. Every anxiety, everything that we have, everything that we're tempted with, every trial that we face, we got to take it Godward. Amen. If we take it vertically, then we can deal with it horizontally. Amen. We have to take it vertically first. He said, if we'll cast our cares upon the Lord, why? Because He cares about you. See, the devil of the world today will tell you, praise God, nobody cares. But I want to say that God cares today. God cares about you and about you and about you. And on an individual basis, God cares about every one of you. Ain't you glad, God? God don't just lump us all in a big pile and say, well, I've got to love them. But He says, I love you individually.
Amen.
I care for you with a godly care. And I want to say, if God says He can care for us, then God can care for us today.
Yes.
Amen. He's more than able.
Amen.
Praise God to do that. That needs to be done. Amen. When those temptations come, but those that such is common to man. But listen to what He says. But He said we need to be sober and vigilant. Amen. We need to be clear-minded. Spiritual watchfulness. Because your adversary, our old opponent, who is that? That's the devil. That's the accuser of the brethren. Amen. Said he, the devil as a roaring lion. That lion that roars of dominance. Are you hearing me this morning? He's roaring with a roar of dominance, but I praise God, I'm going to tell you this morning that the devil's been tamed and he's on a leash this morning. Amen. The devil's on a leash and he can only go as far as God will let him go. Amen. God is in control, always has been and always will be. Praise be to God. He said the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, an uneasy lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's wanting to swallow up and take control. He's wanting to devour. He's wanting to take to hell all that he can. Amen. That's what the devil does. He's wanting to destroy and tear down every word he can. Everywhere he can get his foot in, he's kind of like a rat. Amen. If a rat can get his nose in, he'll get the rest of him in. The old devil, he come along, if he can get his big toe in the door, praise God, if you don't watch him, he'll be in all the way. He's coming in to devour and to tear down and destroy. I want to say this morning, on the authority of God, the devil's never done nothing to help you.
Amen.
Amen. Never done nothing to help you. Never done nothing to encourage you. He's our adversary. He's our adversary, the devil. All he's ever done is, like the youngin' said, all he's ever done is point fingers at us and accuse us. Praise God, but I thank God I've got an advocate with the Father. And now listen to what he says in verse 9. He said, whom resist? He says, oh, so he says, we don't need to run from the devil. Amen. He said, we need to resist steadfast. How do we need to? He said, we just need to take a stand against the devil. Amen. We just need to take a stand in the day we live and say, I'm going to just follow God. And if God says it's wrong, I'm going to leave it alone. And if God says it's something I need to do, I'm going to go at it wholeheartedly for the Lord. Amen. That's steadfastness in the Lord. He said we had to resist. We do by committing ourselves to the Lord. You remember? You remember over in the book of James what he said we had to do? James chapter 4, I believe it is. James chapter 4 and verse 7. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. He said, we need to submit ourselves to God. I wonder this morning, have you submitted yourself to God? Have you made that commitment to God? Have you given your whole self? Have you committed and submitted yourself to God and His will? He said, we must submit yourself therefore to God. And then here he says, resist the devil. That's that taking a stand. He said, resist the devil and he'll just hang around forever. No, he said, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. How do you resist the devil, preacher? You done said that we are no match for the devil. How do we resist the devil? I'll tell you how we resist the devil. By taking a stand, by crying out to the name of Jesus. When the devil comes around and the devil tries to assail us, we just look up to glory and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And He saves you from the temptation of the devil.
Amen.
When you're tempted, just cry out to your Savior. Amen. What good would a Savior be if you couldn't cry out to Him? What good would a Savior be if we couldn't holler and cry out when we need Him? Wouldn't be much of a Savior. Amen. Superman wouldn't have been much of Superman if he couldn't have heard Lois Lane cry out. Amen. But praise God, no matter where he's at, he could hear. Amen. That's the way Jesus is. Jesus is Superman. Amen. Glory be to God. He's 100% man and 100% God. Amen. He's a Superman. He can hear you wherever you're at. Praise God. And He hears you when you cry. And when you cry out, and He will answer your prayer. He may not answer it in my time, and He may not answer in your time, but I want to say today that He will hear your cry, and He will answer by and by. Glory be to God. God's always on the throne, and He's never turned His back on a little youngin', and He never will. Praise God. Amen. But He said, if we resist the devil, He said, if we put up that resistance, said He'll flee. Oh, devil will get out of town. Amen. Praise God, we got to have put up that resistance. But then look at what He says in 1 Peter 2, 5 and 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Did you get that? I want you to look up here. All you young people, look at me just a minute. All you young people, look at me just a minute. You think you're going through things at school and in your life, and you're the only one going through these things. But the Bible says that there's all kind of people going through the same thing you are. We've got trials and tribulations and situations in our life. Amen. Amen. Mamas and daddies too. We have situations in our life. But you know what the difference is between a man of God, a woman of God, a child of God in the world? It's how we handle those situations. Amen. Because we do have that advocate with Father. We do have somewhere we can go. We do have someone we can cry out to. Amen. And we know that He hears us. And we know that if He hears us, He will answer our prayer. He will hear our supplication, and He'll answer our prayer. Amen. You say, preacher, are you sure? Are you sure He will? We've seen Him do miracles right here in this place. We've seen Him perform miracles right here in this church. Amen. From the saving of a soul to the healing of the sick. Amen. James had cancer pretty much all over his body, big old tumors. Praise God, he's 100%. He's not a cancer cell, a living cancer cell alive in his body. A little over a year ago. Amen. But praise God, God does miracles. Why? Because He hears and answers prayers. But He says we think sometimes we get discouraged and we get downtrodden because we think we're the only ones that's ever went through this. But He said that Jesus was tempted the same as we were, but without sin. Why? Because He committed Himself to the Father. He had submitted Himself to God. And He said, Father, I've got to have You. I'm trusting in You. And when the devil came, He took Him to the Word of God. And He said, this is what God says. Amen. And God says, look down on Him. And He said, this is My beloved Son.
Yeah.
In whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Amen. He's doing what the Father says. He's going by the book. He's showing us the way. He's leading us right. Amen. This is what He says. But He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But now listen to this. This is a good part I like. He said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. He said, this God, through grace, the marvelous, unmerited favor of God, He said, He's give you things that the world can't give you. He's give you a peace and a settledness that the world doesn't have. You won't find it. You say, well, preacher, if I was rich, if I wasn't so pretty and I was rich instead, I would have God, if God just blessed me with lots of wealth, but then I could have everything I wanted and I'd have happiness and joy. I'd be full inside. Yeah, you'd be full of the world. And you'd still not have peace in your soul. Amen. You say, yeah, preacher, if I was rich, I wouldn't have a care in the world, really. What about all those people over in Hollywood? I mean, they got money. I mean, it's just running out there throwing it away as fast as they can make it. They got bukus of money, but guess what? They're miserable. They're drunks and drug addicts and whoremongers. Why? Because they're trying to satisfy that empty spot in their soul that money will never satisfy. You know what they need? Brother Bradley, they need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. They need Jesus. They wouldn't need all that money if they had Jesus. He'd fill that soul. He'd fill that spot. They wouldn't be doing the hellish things they're doing. But praise be to God, they'd be satisfied. Amen. You know what's wrong with the most of Americans today? We're not satisfied. Amen. I want to say you can be satisfied this morning in the Lord. If we commit ourselves to the Lord, if we trust in the Lord, if we just give all that we are unto the Lord. Amen. He satisfies our soul. But we have to have the boldness to stand, and having done all to stand. Amen. We're not standing today where we need to stand. We're not on that solid foundation. You say, well, how do you know? Look at Hebrews chapter 4. I'll show you. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. He says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Ain't you glad the Holy Ghost of God don't leave you hanging out there wondering who that is? Amen. But he tells you explicitly who the Lord Jesus Christ is, who that great high priest is. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the Son of God. He's not just anybody, but he's the Jesus, the Son of God. He said, let us hold fast our profession. He said, we got to lock hold of what we got and realize that we've got something worth holding on to. Yeah. Amen. We've got something right here in this place, right here in this church. It's invaluable. Amen. You can't find this everywhere. Amen. We've got something here that God has put here, and God's anointed, and God's a helping, and God's a growing, and God's a using to fill me and you and encourage our hearts. But he says, for we have not an high priest. Now listen to this. Which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. When we've got to, he said, he knows when we're weak. He knows when we don't have strength within ourselves. He said, God knows that. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows our lack of strength and our weaknesses. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad of that? Yeah, God knows your weaknesses. He knows our weaknesses. He knows my weaknesses. You're a preacher, you got weaknesses? Sure, I got weaknesses. We've all got lacks of strength in our life, places that we're weak. But he praised God when we're weak in one place, God's strong in that place. Amen. If we just realize he knows the feeling of our infirmities, he knows our weaknesses, and praise God, he's able to help us with a mighty hand. Amen. Because he is God Almighty. Amen. Amen. He's able today to help us. How do you know? Because look what he says. But was all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Said he knew the infirmities. He knew every weakness, every temptation that the devil would put upon you. God knows. God knows every temptation that we face. Every one of them. He said he went through all those temptations himself. But he did it without sin. How did he do that, preacher? Pastor, how did Jesus live a virtuous life of no sin? Because he was looking to the Father. He was trusting in the Father. Amen. We've got to do the same. He said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. Amen. He said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Now listen to this. And find grace to help in time of need. He said, we've got to come to the throne of grace. And we've got to come to the throne of grace with boldness. How come he said we need to come with boldness? Why did God say we need to come boldly before the throne of grace? Because if we don't come boldly before the throne of grace, then if we come like a bunch of little whipped youngins, praise God, instead of coming boldly, then we don't have that confidence in God. He said we got to come with a strong confidence, knowing that God will help us in our time of need. At his mercy, at that when we deserve a good beating. Amen. When we deserve a good whooping from the Lord. He said that mercy's there. Amen. When justice should be dealt out, praise God, mercy comes along because of the grace of God. That mercy comes along and he shows us and he helps us in time of need. And we see the mercy of God upon us when he begins to love us and to help us through our situations. We all have them. There's none of us that won't have trials and tribulations. But it's like I said, what we do with those trials and tribulations that makes the difference. Look in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Let me just show you. How do we get through those trials and tribulations? How do we face them? How do we face up to them? Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of yourself. No. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. We're not doing nothing within ourselves. Self, I've told you so many times, self will let you down. I let myself down. But God has never let me down. Amen. Because I'm not trusting myself to be good. If I'm trusting myself to be good, I'm going to be bad. Because what's in me will come out. They say, these psychologists nowadays, they say, well, what you have to do, Mr. Collins, is you have to look at the inward man in you, and you have to let that good man, that inward man in you come out to be who you need to be. You let that inward man in you come out, you know what you're going to be? You're going to be a child of the devil. Amen. You're going to be a heathen child. Amen. But if it's God Almighty that's in you, it's Christ Jesus the Lord that's in you, then He will manifest Himself through you. He will come out of you. Amen. Praise God. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, you can't help but manifest the goodness of a holy God. Amen. It'll shine in your heart. Praise God. It'll illuminate off of you. And glory to God, when you get happy, it'll flow out of your eyes. Amen. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And praise God, your eyes is out of the heart. And praise God, they'll run over with joy when God fills your heart. Amen. He give you that you the world don't give. Why? Because it's the power of God. It comes from God. It don't come from me. It don't come from you. And Peter says it does it. All this takes place for the glory of God. He said it's the glory of God that manifests that. He said, but the God of all grace who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And then he says, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 5. He said, hey, listen. He said, what we have in us, he said, it's for God's glory. He said, what God puts in you. Listen, would God let you just run around, just keep messing up and doing your own thing? No, because it's not going to bring glory to His name. That's why He chastens us. Amen. He said, without chastening, we're bastards and not sons. Well, I thank God when God checks me up, don't you? I thank God when He reaches down to where I'm at. He said, whoa, wait a minute, young man. He said, we can't go there. Amen. You know what? You know why He says that? Because He's with me. Amen. I'm a representative of my Savior. And wherever I go, whatever I do, wherever you go, whatever you do, you're a representative of the kingdom of God. You're a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to check up. Amen. And when we're tempted, when we're tried, no devil tempts us sore. You say, well, what do we do then, preacher? We just trust in the Lord and say, Lord, I know that You are God. And I know that Your power is a godly power. And Lord, I'm just trusting in You to use Your power to make me what I need to be for Your glory and for Your honor. Amen? That's Godwardness. When we start looking Godward instead of manward. See, what did I tell you a minute ago? It's vertical first and then horizontal. Amen. We got to make it vertical first. Every aspect of our life, that's why we got to get up every morning. We got to pray, Lord, what are we going to do today? How are we going to be pleasing to each other today? I know You'll be pleasing to me, but what do I need to do to be pleasing to You? What are we going to do? Because, Lord, I don't want to do nothing without You. I want You to be preeminent in my life. To have the preeminence, God, to rule me and show me and lead me as my chief shepherd, the master shepherd. I want You to lead my life. What about you today? Is Christ leading your life? See, that's why we get caught up so many times in so many temptations. But He said He'll make a way of escape. He said He'll not let you be overcome with the temptation, but with them, He said He'll make a way of. Why? Because God is faithful. Amen. He breaks it. I like the way he breaks that passage up right in the middle. He says, God is faithful.
Amen.
Why? How will God keep you from trials and temptations? He won't. He'll let you go through trials and temptations. But God is faithful that He'll bring you out. Ain't it God? That's what it means to go through. God will bring you out on the other side for His glory. Amen? If we just trust in Him this morning. But we got to trust in Him. Why? Because God is faithful. I'm not faithful. Hey, listen, this old flesh ain't faithful, but God is. So I'm just putting my faith, my flesh and me in the hands of a just God. What about you this morning? When the trials and the temptations come, he said, then we got to look for that way of escape. What is that? Through a faithful God. Amen. You know what happens to us so many times? And I've told you this. I'm going to beat it into your head. We finally get it. What happens to us so many times? We get caught up in the situation and the temptation. And we don't think about looking for that way of escape. Amen. God will throw open a door somewhere for you to escape. You young people, look at me just a second. When the people that you go to school with are gathering up in a crowd back behind the bleachers or over in the woods, and somebody pulls out a joint and says, hey, look what I got. There's a whole patch of woods or some way that you can get away from that. You just say, hey, wait a minute. No, I'm not interested in that. And you hit the trail. Amen. You trust the Lord and say, my God wouldn't be pleased with that. That's that way of escape. You got to look. You can't hang around with them and say, well, you know, I'm not going to partake, but I'll hang around with you. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. You're partaking with it if you're in the presence of it. But praise God, he said, hey, just with that way of escape's there. He said, you just got to get away from that situation. God will make a way of escape, youngins. He'll make a way of escape for me. He'll make a way of escape for you. Amen. He'll make a way of escape. If we just put our faith in the Lord, because He is faithful today. Are you serving a faithful God? Do you know a faithful God? Glory be to God. He's faithful. He's faithful in everything that He does. And praise God, if we just put our faith in Him, realize that He is our power. He's our might. He's our strength. We don't have no strength to resist on our own. But we put up that resistance, and He said, but the power of God upon us and in us. And He said, God, do the rest. God will take over from there because He is faithful. We're serving a faithful God today. We see serving faithful God. But what do you do when you get tempted? Where do you go when you get tempted? How do you handle the situation? That's what matters. When temptation comes, when things come in your life, how does it affect you? That's what we have to look at. How does it affect me? Do you get tore up? Do you get mad? How do we handle that situation? He said we all go through situations, but how we handle that situation, that's what makes a difference. That's what makes us children of God. But what about you today? Are you a child of God? How do you handle temptation? Do you look for that way of escape? Do you look for that way, diligently look for a way of escape? Or you just kind of stay in the situation?